maybe, if it's not too complicated. We left off yesterday on the top line on Yud Tes on the base. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak on Tes Vav on the base, lists off all of the psulim that are not explicit in the Chumash. The top Tesis on Tes Vav on the base says there are three more psulim. Balmum, Shtoyah, and Purei Rosh, and Mechal Avoda, that's black and white in the Chumash that you don't need a Mishnah for. The Mishnah tells you all of those that are not explicit in the Chumash, that they're Mechal Avoda. So if a Tomei is Avad, so that's Mechal Lavoy, fine. What if you have a Mechusa Kippurim? So Mechusa Kippurim is Tomei with respect to Kachim. Respect to entering Beis HaMikdash, respect to entering Azar, not with respect to entering Har Bais, Menatar is Mutar, Mechusa Kippurim is Mutar in the whole Har Bais. But the Mechusa Kippurim is Dina Kittomei with respect to entering Azar. That's what the Taisa said before, that it's Kores. Rashi said it depends whether he would enter the Azor, whether they would be Kores, depends on Mechusik Purim, Zav, Dinik, Zavana. Okay? And Mechusik Purim is Tameh, vis-a-vis eating Kachem and being Makar of Karbonis. The Gemara says, Minola, on the top line, how do you know Mechusik Purim? The Gemara says, learn that from a Pasuk. When who would the Apo Mechusik Kapor is Abzov, Yoledis, and Mitzar. So when Yoledis finally brings the Karbon after the Malos, after the 40 days are up for the boy in this, and the 80 days for the girl, then it says she brings the Karbonis after the Malos is up, Bechir Bala Akoyin, the Tahira. Then she becomes completely Tahira. So the inference is, Mechlal, she's Tmeo. She was Tmeo with respect to Kachin. With respect to eating Truma, she's allowed to, after Tful Yom, she's allowed to eat. She's a Tvul Yom Aruch. She can't eat Truma until the end of the 40 days, till the end of the 80 days. But after the Harav Shemesh, at the end of the 40 days, 80 days, then she's allowed to eat Truma. She's still not allowed to eat Kachim. And that's the Makar, that at Mechusa Kippurim is Dino Kitame vis-a-vis Kachim. Then the next Gemara is going to discuss a lot about Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. So Kiddush Adayim Raglaim is a mitzvah in the Torah that the Kohanim have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim before they do Hakrovas HaKarbonas. Yeah. The Gemara has it says, towards the bottom of the daf, 10 lines before the bottom of Yud Tes on the base. The Gemara quotes the Pesukim, Begishtom al HaMizbeach L'Sharis. Begishtom al HaMizbeach L'Sharis. When they want to do HaKrabos HaKarbonis. There's another Pesuk that says they should do Kiddush and HaBraglam, Bevoyom Eloi Amoyed, Yirchat Zamayi Veloi Musa. Bevoyom Eloi Amoyed sounds like just a beer chonis, just you walk into the into Beis HaMikdash, you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean that. If you just have a beer ikonis, you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. It has to be dafke if you're going to do an avodah. What exactly does it mean Kiddush Adayim Raglaim? So you have to, so it's a machlokes satanoim on the first white line on Yud Tes on the Beis. Tana Rabbanan Ketzad Mitzvos Kiddush, how do you do it? So the first Tana says not so difficult. You have to stand on your left leg. You have to be able to stand on your left leg. Pick up your right leg and your right hand and pour water from a cup on top of the right hand and the right leg at the same time. Then you balance yourself on your right leg and you put your left hand on top of your left foot and you pour water. Tanakam says, now that's not so difficult. Okay. You got to be able to balance yourself. You have to be fit. You have to be trim. The next Tana says, no, Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, you have to wash both hands together with the both feet together. How is that physically possible? So the Gemara says someone else has to pour the water. You only have two hands. So
he has some,
but how does he balance himself?
The
so the Gemara says obviously he's not gonna be standing. He's gonna have to be leaning on something. The Gemara says, why didn't they just sit down? What's the problem? Yeah. What do you have to do? Sit down. So the Rishonim asks, what do you mean sit down? What happened to the din? Any yeshiva bazar are not allowed to sit down. So some Rishonim said, we had the Tosis. Some Rishonim said that any yeshiva bazar is only any Siddur Rabbanan. So Gemokam, the Tzorech, HaKrobos, HaKrobanan, it would be permissible. Let's say to eat Kochi Kochim in the Azor. So there was one opinion in the Shita Mekupet says that since you're supposed to eat L'moshchol, L'gudulak, D'arsham, L'ochem, Ochlim, and the Kovadik is to eat in a sitting position, that would be mutter. So here also, the Gemara would ask HaChakasha, let him sit down. It's a Tzorech HaKrobos HaKrobanos. You have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. It has to be done in the Azar. You can't do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim outside of the Azar. So Gemara asked HaKasha, what's the problem? Why can't you just do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim in a sitting position? That was the Gemara's Kasha. Why don't they just sit down and do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Why do you say that it's such a difficult balancing trick over here? Gemara says, no, you learn that from a Pasuk. It says he should do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim Lishareis. And Sheiris Me'umadu, that's about the seventh or the eighth wide line on Daf Yutes on the base. So there's a hekesh between Kiddush Adayim Raglayim and Sheiris. So just like Kibab Baruch Hashem, the Shars of the Baruch B'Shemo, Kohanim have to stand when they do Hakrobas Hakrobanos, that Sheiris. So too you have to stand when you do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So that question, why don't they just sit in the Azara, that's not acceptable. Forget about the Yeshiva Bazara. Maybe Yeshiva Azar was only Nisa the Rabbanan, even if it's Nisa the Raisa, the Tzorah HaKrobos HaKrobanos, maybe it's Mutter. But here the Kiddush Adayim has to be done by Mida. So how can you do by Mida? So Bishleim, according to the Tanakhama, you have to be trim, you have to balance yourself on one leg and do Kiddush Adayim, Kiddush Yad V'Regel, and then to balance on the other leg and do Kiddush Yad V'Regel on the other one. But if you all like the second Tanakhama, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah on the second wide line on Yutes on the base, you have to do both hands, both feet together. So obviously you're going to have to be leaning on someone. So that's what the Gemara says. What's the machlokes? My benayu, here on the fifth wide line. Was vashteita machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. Amar Abai, amida menatzad, ike benayu. That's called smicha, what we call smicha. And that's what the Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetz explain. Smicha means if you're leaning to such an extent that if you take away the person that you're leaning on or the table that you're leaning on, you're going to fall down on the floor. So if you're just leaning a little bit and you really can balance himself, if they'll pull away the thing, he'll still be able to balance and I won't get to fall down. Okay. That's okay, that's not a problem. But here to do both hands and both feet together, you're really going to have to lean heavily on someone else. That's going to be smicha. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. That Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is hukash to sheirus to avoidon. And avoid has to be done by mido. Do you say smicha is ki yeshiva? So then you have to say like the Tanakhama, that you don't have to do all four together. You do a hand and a foot together, a hand and a foot together. But if you hold that smicha is not kishiva, smicha is kamida, sof kol sof he's standing. So then it's possible. It's nitan lehiyama the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah.
That you do it physically,
I don't know.
You have to do the two. Your both feet and both hands together.
But not suspended in the air. He has his two feet together and his two hands on top of the 2 feet.
What's he going to do?
Someone else is going to pour the water. He can't pour the water.
And his feet will be on the ground, though.
His feet will be on the ground, yeah.
And is that okay? The soles of his feet will get wet.
Apparently. He can't be suspended.
Otherwise he can't be suspended in midair.
That's what it looks like. Sure. So that's what the Rishonim say over here. You see from this Gemara that according to the Tanakhama, we probably pass like the Tanakhama, not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. We pass like smicha is ki yeshiva. So therefore, whenever you have something that has to be done by Mida, let's say Kriya Sater has to be done by Mida, or Hagodah Seiris has to be done by Mida, so you should be careful not to do bismicha. You shouldn't do bismicha. This is the mocker of the whole chumrah. that smicha is ki yeshiva. I've got to say this has to be ba'amidim. So you shouldn't have this smicha. So you need kiddush dayim raglaim. What do you do kiddush dayim raglaim? There was a kiyor in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. How much water are you supposed to have in the kiyor? So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Yeah, the Moshe Aaron Ubonov, you have to have enough water to do kiddush dayim raglaim for four people. Who are the four people? Here the Gemara has on Yutes on the base. Right before the wide lines, the last few narrow lines on your testament base, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, kol kiyor she'ein bo kedei l'kadesh avor kohanim imenu ein mikachin bo." You have to have enough water to wash kiddush adayim raglaim for four kohanim. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'rachtzav imenu Moshe li'Aharon uvanav." So what do you mean, Bonner? There were four Bnei Aharon. There was Nadav Avihu, Loz Avi Samar. So Rashi says, well, Nadav Avihu died. So the Pasuk is only talking about two Bnei Aharon. So Aaron and Bonner, Loz Avi Samar, and Aaron. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu come in? Moshe Rabbeinu only did Avoid the Meshuvah Simei Miluim. And then after the Meshuvah Simei Miluim was up, Aaron and Bonner did. So you never had simultaneously, you never had all these four people. Moshe was Shiva's man. Moshe Rabbeinu did. Aaron and Bonham didn't do the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim and Shiva's man. The last 7 days in Chodesh Ador. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aaron and Bonham did the Avodah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do any Avodah. So it was never simultaneous. He never had together four people. It's either one person alone, Moshe Rabbeinu, or the three people. So the Shita Mukubetzes claims that on the Shmini Lemiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was still doing Akrovas HaKarbonis. Some of the Karbonis, he told Kravel HaMizbech, Aseis Chatas Cholos Olosecho, he tells Aaron, you have to do some of the Avodas. But other Avodas were done by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Rashi HaChumish writes like that, and that's what the Shittim Kubetzes claims over here. He says that on the Shmini and the Miluim, they had these four Kohanim. Moshe Rabbeinu did Avodah, Aaron and Shnei Bonav. They did Avodah. Rashi here on the Gemara writes not so. Rashi and the Gemara, the Tziv points out that Rashi and the Gemara contradicts what he wrote on Chumash. Obviously changed his pshat, changed his mind. Here he says, on the Shemini and Levoi, Moshe Rabbeinu did any Avodah at all. So the four were not at the same time. Nonetheless, since the Pasuk writes it like that, Moshe Aaron and Banav, so that's why you need enough for four people. The Rambam and some other Rishonim write, it's Moshe and Banav and Pinchas. It's Aaron Ubanov Upinchas. Pinchas was appointed as a kohen. Yeah, but the Gemara learns it after this pasuk. The pasuk says Moshe Aaron Ubanov. So what are they filling in? That Pinchas was the fourth one. Pinchas is a later story. It wasn't here. That's problematic. That is problematic. So what exactly the kiyor is a klisharis, and the din is that the klisharis is Mekadosh what you put into it. If you put Cheerios in the Klisharis, it's not Mekadosh. It's only Mekadosh Haroi, something that's right the Kadosh. Let's say, we said there's a Mishnah in the end of Menachos, the Perek Beins HaMenachos Van Tzachem, Shekitcha Bikli. If you have a bottle of wine, and you give it Kedushas Peh, so it only gets a Kedushas Damim Lamizbeh. When you put it in Klisharis, then it gets a Kedushas Guf Lamizbeh. If you want to donate shemen, you want to use shemen to mix in a mincha, you want to donate shemen as a separate carbon. So you magdish the shemen, so it only gets a kedushas dam in lamizbech. When you put it in a klisharis, then it gets a kedushas guf lamizbech. You put the klisharis on the kaddish, davar haroi the kaddish, something that belongs in a klisharis. Put a mincha in a klisharis. So you put the beef, when you have a sack of flour and you want to be magdish it, so it gets kedushas dam in lamizbech. When you put it in a kli, then it gets a kedusha of the guf lamizbech. So the same over here, the water. The Torah says that the kiyor is a klisharis. And you have to put the water into the kiyor, so the kiyor will be mekadesh, the water inside. And then the water is roi for kiddush adayim raglaim. What if a person will do kiddush adayim raglaim from a different klisharis? So the Gemara is going to say later, that's okay. Here. Yeah. The Gemara has a Tosefta on Chofam Adeif. The Gemara has a Tosefta about 15 lines from the top. Toshma has an asterisk with a tiny letter gimel there. Shelo ruchutz yadayim raglayim is puzzle. So how do you do kiddush yadayim raglayim? Mekadosh b'klisharis bifneim, any klishar, it doesn't have to dafke be the kir. Mekadosh b'klisharis in the azara. Klisharis anat mekadosh chutz la'azara. It's only mekadosh in the azara. Kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz, what if it has a klisharis and he pours the water on it and says, on the outside of the azara, it's no good. Or b'klichol bifneim. So that's also no good. The kiddush yadayim raglayim has to be either from the kir or from another klisharis. Sounds like it's equally acceptable. And the klisharis only has a din klisharis bifneim when it's in the azara. That's a shaila, yeah, that's a shaila. Klisharis aroni mekadesh in the azara, or maybe doesn't have a shem klisharis chutz lazara. That's a question. There's a taisus in the beginning of Perek HaTchelus. Taisus quotes a gemara in the beginning of Erchen. Beginning of Erchen, the Gemara quotes a lot of brises that say Hakol Chayavim biYeshiva besukah Kohanim Levim Yisrael Kol Chayavim midintilus lulav Kohanim Levim Yisrael Kol Asurim Kol Chayavim mitzitzes Kohanim Levim Yisrael. Yeah, brises like that. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? Why you would think Kohanim apata from Shayfer? Kohanim apata from lulav? What's think Yisrael apata from lulav? What's the havmin? So the Gemara explains every brisa what the havmin would have been. So the Gemara says, Hakochi oven betzitzis, Kohanim levim Yisrael, Pshita. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, tzitzis and shatnas are written next to each other in the Chumash, that's how you know. As the Dechaloi says, that if you have a bag of Shalpishton, you put in tzitzis, so the chutim of tchelis have to be tzemer, so the chut tchelis is going to make shatnas, and as the Dechaloi says, it's mutav makam mitzvah. So one might have mistakenly thought, Hani Kohanim, since Kohanim are permitted to wear shatnas in the big day kuna, so one might have thought they're not chayvin tzitzis, because there's a hekesh, there's a smuchim, in Mishnah Torah, darshan smuchim, two psukim on next, the other treated like a hekesh. Hekesh is two dinim in the same pasuk. And the Chumash Dvarim, even if they're two dinim on two adjacent psukim, he treats smuchim as if it's also a hekesh. So I would have thought that just like Kohanim Amutah to wear shatnas who are dinami, they don't have the mitzvah tzitzis. It's a kamash malon that what? What's the Kamash Malon? Nehi. The Gemara says Lashon is Nehi. True, the Be'id Na'avoida Mishteri, when they're doing the Akrabas HaKamaras, they're allowed to wear the Shatnas. Shalom Be'id Na'avoida Loi Mishteri. Shalom B'Shas La'avoida, they're not allowed to wear Shatnas. So what does that mean? So that's Machlokes, the Ramam and the Raivin. It means when they wear Big Day Chol, they're not allowed to wear Shatnas. What if they wear Big Day Kohuna, and they finish doing the avoda, and they dilly dally. They're hanging around the Beis HaMikdash all day long, not doing any more avoda. But the avnet, the chagor, the avnet has shatnas in it. Avnet shekoyin hedyot has shatnas all year long. So is that an isus? The Rambam holds you have to take it off immediately. So the minute the kohen finishes avoda, he has to take off the shatnas. Kohen hedyot has to take off the shatnas because shalot b'idna avoda, not you have an isus shatnas even on the big day kunim. And the Rabbi disagrees, says, no, when the Gemara says, Nehi b'id na'avoyed et mishtri, shalai b'id na'avoyed et sasa, means if you wear big day chol, that is shatan. But if you wear big day kuhuna, and you had to wear it because you wanted to do avoyda, plan to do avoyda, you already did avoyda, so it was mutter to put it on. Some to put on big day kuhuna, and you don't plan to do any avoyda, so the stakanisa shatnas, but he plans to do avoyda. So the Rabbi's opinion is, even shalai b'shas avoyda, there's no issue. So Taisus has this machlokes in the beginning of Perek HaTchelus in Menachos. So Taisus said, that's a shaila where the kalayim a big lekun is hutra or dechuya. If you hold it dechuya, means that the tzorah kiyam ha-mitzvah v'akrobas ha-karbonas is derech adisa shatna. So shalot b'shas avoida, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to wear the big lekunim. Maybe the big lekunim gadol, that's possible. The Rambam is mashma, the only one who has to take off the shatnas immediately after he finishes the avodah is the kohen hedyot. So the rabbi asks, why is he only worried about the kohen hedyot? Why isn't he worried about the kohen gadol also wearing shatnas? So apparently the Rambam thinks that the kohen gadol is allowed to wear the shatnas, the big tikkun, all day long. That's the question. Why? Why is there a difference?
He's in charge.
I mean, he has a mitzvah to wear big tikkun to be there all day long. When he's just there all day long, that's his mitzvah. The kohen hedyot only has a mitzvah to wear big tikkun for the purpose of Hakrobas HaKapan. So the second he finishes, he doesn't plan to do another Avodah, so he finished the mitzvah. So he has no longer a koyach mitzvah to be doicha. So, but by the Kohen Gadol, by the Kengodli, he says he has all day long, he has a mitzvah to be in the Beis HaMikdash with the big dikun. Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the Rama. That there's a fundamental difference between Kengodl and Kengodli. Kengodl is mitzvah, so the Rama writes beferish like that. And Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, you appoint a Kengodl. And Kvoda B'Sefarto of the Kengodl is that he should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long with the big dikun, right? Beis HaLevi suggests a little different twist. He suggests that since the tzitz is meratze, the tzitz, so you want the Kohen Gadol to wear it, and we pask an odal mitzvah meratze, ain't odal mitzvah, ain't meratze. It's only machshir the karbonis if he's wearing it. If he's not wearing it, machlek is a beauty, Reb Shimon, in Yuma Dav Zayin, whether the tzitz is meratze when he's not wearing. So the Rama paskin is only meratze when he's wearing. So that's a shayla, when he's wearing the tzitz alone, or he has to wear all the shmeinah begadim. Does it make sense just to wear the tzitz? Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan. Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes Rabbi Natan. Just wears the tzitz. He doesn't have to wear the other big dikuna. So the Beis HaLevi thinks that the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rabbi Natan. He thinks that the tzitz is meratzah means if you're wearing the tzitz, if you hold only odal mitzvah meratzah, if he's not wearing the tzitz, it's not machshir the karbonah, it's not the existence of the tzitz. He has to be wearing it. So then it doesn't make sense to wear the tzitz alone. So that's why the Rambam thinks that he's allowed to wear big dikun all day long, because he wants to wear the tzitzah all day long.
It would be strange. The Kohen Gadol would be in the Beis HaMikdash with the tzitz and big dikun.
Regular suit.
And a regular
big dikun, yeah. That's how Rabbi Natan envisions
is that,
it.
Is there some indication that you have to wear all the big dikun at one time?
To do akrobas hakabanas, it'll be a mechus of begotten, right? But the shot is when you say the tzitz is meratzah, does that mean so the tesis goes up in the time, the tzitz alone? Beis HaLevi thinks that this Rambam disagrees. You have to wear all the shmoneh begadim. But you could learn the Rambam differently. Maybe the Rambam agrees with the Rabbi in the time, tzitz is meratzah, the tzitz alone. The Rambam here understands that there's a mitzvah on the part of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long with the big dekuna all day long. Not for the purpose of ritzui hakarbonos, just to be, to supervise, like you say. To oversee the hakrobas hakrobonos, yeah.
Like, I mean, the klisharei, so if it has a shame, klisharei is not outside.
Oh, so Tosfos quotes a Tosefta. Tosfos knows that this machlokes is harishonim. If the kohen is allowed to wear the big dikuna shaloi b'shas avoida, the Gemara says in the beginning of Rechem, the heed, the beaten avoida mishteri, true, he's permitted to wear the shatnas b'shas avoida, shaloi b'shas avoida, he's not allowed to. So therefore, he has the mitzvah of tzitzis also. Hakol chayov mitzitzis, even kohanim are also chayim mitzitzis because they are prohibited from wearing shatnas. So that's the machlokes. Shaloi b'yidna avodah means when he wears big day chol. Or no, when he wears even big day kuhuna, he's not allowed to wear the big kuhuna shaloi b'shas avodah. So Tosfos words it, what's the issue? Do you say kalayim big day kuhuna is hutra, the heftz of big day kuhuna is exempted from the prohibition of kalayim. So even if you're not doing avodah. Or maybe you should say, no, not that it's hutra, it's the chuyah. The mitzvah of hakrobas hakrobonis, the tzorach hakrobas gemonis, is dechel yisr shatnes, shalom b'shas habari, you have to take it off. So Tosfos has the 2 days. So then Tosfos says, yes, but there's a beferish Tosefta that says that the big day kuhuna, ein b'hem mishum kalayim, there's no yisr kalayim. Ayetze b'hem la medina loike. If you wear a chutz l'beis hamikdash, then you are loike.
Sure.
So Tosfos says, but if it's hutra, so why is he like it? Shalom b'shas avodah should be mutar also. It's hutra, it's hutra.
Huh?
So Tosfos suggests maybe that Tosefta that says ayet big dekuna ayet zebem la medina like it. Maybe it's only like it makas mardis min the rabban. Maybe it's really mutar min atoira because big dekuna is hutra. The big dekuna this chepta is exempted.
It means wherever you wear it, any time.
Yeah, that's what Tosfos suggests. So we learned that Tosfos, Rav Soloveitchik, suggested maybe that Mishnah that says the klisharis olamikah, it's a Mishnah later in Zvochem, I think Peches or something, that the klisharis olamikadeish bifnim in the Azara, they're not mikadeish b'chutz. Maybe what it means is that chutz lebeis hamikdash, they don't have a shame klisharis. So maybe big dekuna are the same thing. True big dekuna are hutra, the climb is hutra. Maybe it only has a din of big dekuna like klisharis when they really are zara. I think it's peches amaranov. Can take a look here. Emikat shemela bifnim. I think it says somewhere over here. What? Ela Bakodesh, the last line in the Mishnah, that the Klisharis Ona Mekadesh Bakodesh means if it's in the Azar. So that's the Shailas Rav. So Lechik suggested maybe he doesn't have a Klisharis when it's Chutz Lebeis HaMikdash. Maybe that's why it should be Loike Men HaTorah. If you wear the big Dekuna, Yotzbeim HaMedina Loike, maybe it's really Loike Men HaTorah. Maybe Chutz Lebeis HaMikdash, not just it's not Mekadesh, what you put into it, maybe it doesn't have a Din Klisharis either. Okay. But here, I'll call upon him Hanagel in Yoreina, that's not too significant here.
Does Rabbi also quote the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish and Nachas Dov Tassif, but Leal of the Klisharis, if it's Machlokes there, I forget the exact terms.
If you do the Bleel of Chutz Lazari, yeah?
Chutz Lazari.
It's not an Avaida. Bleel is not an Avaida. So there's a Machlokes where it has to be done in the Azara, yeah. Mean but it has to be done in a klisharis.
Yeah.
I gotta look again in the Gemara there. I don't know. So Nachamol, so the Gemara quotes this Tosefta on Chof HaMebeis that Kiddush Adayim Raglaim has to be done from a klisharis in the Azara. If you do in the Azara from a klichol, it's not acceptable. If you do Chutz LaAzara, even a klisharis is also not acceptable. What if instead of doing Kiddush Adayim Raglaim he dips his hands in a Mei Ma'ora? Mei Ma'ora is a mikveh. Or even in a Mayan. A Mayan is better than a Meimora. Meimora is good for most Meim except for a Zav. Zav needs Mayim Chaim. So the Tosefta says, even if he's Toivol in a Mayim Chaim, it's also not a substitute for Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, because the Mayim Chaim, the Mikvah, the Mayan, doesn't have Kedusha. You have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim with water, Mayim HaMukudoshim, that became Kiddush in the Klisharis. So the Ramban HaChumash quotes the Rambam as saying, so but in Chumash it talks about it kier. So the Ramban HaChumash quotes in the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Migdash, when the Ram quotes all the dinim. Where is it? Perikei, I think. Perikei and Bias Migdash. The bulk of Perikei till the last two or three halachas is all about Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. So the Ramban HaChumash quotes the Rambam that Chatchili should really do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim in the Kiyur. And this is only second best. He can do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim from any Maim Sheneskacho and any Klisharis. So the Ramban asks, it's against the Naf in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah in Yuma that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur didn't do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim from the Kiyur. He did with the Klisharis. So the Rambam said that's only acceptable b'di'evet, l'chatchili after dafke in the kiyur. So why did they do on Yom Kippur? Every year on Yom Kippur they did like that. So the Ramban thinks that the Rambam is not correct, that it's equally acceptable. It's kosher l'chatchili to do kiddush adayim raglaim from mayim that was niskadish either in the kiyur or in any other klisharis. Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam never said what the Ramban accused him of as having said. He said the Rambam said l'chatchili you should do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim with Mayim Sheneskacho B'Kiyur. And it says on Yom Kippur, they used to take water from the Kiyur in a different Klisharis, not to be Matriach Kohen Gadol. She walk all the way to the Kiyur, then walk back. He has to do all the Avodah all day long, all by himself. So not to be Matriach him. So you take water Sheneskacho B'Kiyur and you bring it in a Klisharis to the Kohen Gadol. So he washes his hands on the floor where he is. But the water wasn't in Skadish in the Kiyur. The Rambam never said, L'chatchile, you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim in the Kiyur. He says, yeah, L'chatchile, you should do B'mayim Sheneskachu B'Kiyur. So that's what they did on Yom Kippur also. They took, and the Rambam says, it's good B'di'evet if you have Mayim Sheneskachu in any Klisharis. Would also be good B'di'evet. But L'chatchile, you should have Mayim Sheneskachu in the Kiyur. But the pouring, you have to have the Kiddush should be done in the Klisharis, then the Kiddush HaMayim. The mayim has to be in the Kaddish and the Klisharis. And you have to pour the water, the Maisa, on your hands and your feet from the Klisharis. So the Rambam says, L'chatchila, there's a din L'chatchila Kiyur, that's the mayim should be in the Kaddish and the Kiyur. But then there's no din L'chatchila that you can't shift it from the Kiyur to put it into a different Kli. So here the Gemara is going to have all the dinim about Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. Yeah. What do you need? The Gishta Malam is Be'ach Klisharis. The Gemara has a Havamina. Ibegishtam, Havamina called Gisha the Gisha. Here, seven lines from the bottom of Yutes on the base. Every time, let's say a Kohen does Kiddush Adayim Raglaim in the morning, he does Kabbalah Saddam. Then he's going to do another Avodah. He's going to do Halacha Saddam. Then he's going to do Zrika Saddam. He has to do Kiddush on Raglaim every time he wants to do another Avodah. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessary. All day long is acceptable. What about tomorrow morning? Let's say he did Kiddush on Raglaim in the daytime, and then all night long he's doing Avodah, Aktoris, Eimum on the Mizbeach. The Gemara has on the top of Chofam and Aleph, you need the top line of Chofam and Aleph, you need a separate pasuk to teach you. Not only do you require Kiddush Adai Raglaim on the Dalar Avodah Stadam Ha'akev, by Karbonis is Shechita Kabbalah Ha'loch Hazrika, and Haktoris Eimurim is not Miak, and by Menachas, it's the Dalar Avodah Stadam parallel to the Dalar Avodah Stadam. So Haktoris Ha'koimetz is parallel to Hazrika Stadam. So that for sure you need Kiddush Adai Raglaim for the Dalar Avodah. But what about Haktoris Eimurim, which is not Miakev? The Gemara had a Havamin on the previous stuff also, Mechusa Begodim. Maybe Mechusa Begodim, maybe the whole requirement for being Dekun is only on an Avodah that's Ma'akiv Kapara. But on Haktoris Eimurim, since it's not Ma'akiv the Kapara, maybe you don't need Big Dekuna. We're learning that from a Pasuk. No, you even need Big Dekuna for that. If the Kohen will do the Haktoris Eimurim without Big Dekuna, so it's like he never did Haktoris Eimurim. So Haktoris Eimurim is not Ma'akiv. He won't pass a Lekarbon because of that. But the Gemara learned that from a pasuk. An extra pasuk was needed to tell you that you need big dekuna even for haktoris and worms. And the same over here. You need a separate pasuk to tell you that you need kiddush adayim raglaim even for haktoris and worms. Because mao de tema, that's the top line. Hani mili avoided the me'akva kapor. Avoid la me'akva kapor loy. I would thought you don't need kiddush adayim raglaim. Kamash malon that you do. So you don't, you say that you need kiddush adayim raglaim kol gisha v'gisha. He plans to do a lot of avodas. He plans to do a lot of avodas. Yeah. So let's say his shift is the night shift. They taught him how to go to sleep sometime. They used to have a dormitory in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash by Sheni. He used to sleep there. So let's say a kohen is the night shift and he does kiddush adayim raglaim and he's doing haktoris amurim all night long, and then he's awake. He's going to switch shift at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like the doctors switch, the nurses switch in the hospital. You're going to switch 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. So the din is that halayla halach achra yoim in Kochim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we say hayoim halach achra layla. Beis HaMikdash is halayla halach achra yoim. So maybe when it comes tomorrow morning, that's begishtam al hamizbech, maybe that's a new gisha. All the avodas that he does all day long, you don't need alcohol gisha the gisha. You don't need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim every time he wants to do another Avodah. He did one Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. It covers all day and all night. But when it comes in the morning of the next day, that's a new Seder Avodah. Because Halal HaHalach HaChayim, tomorrow morning is a new day. So every day is a new Seder Avodah. That's Halach. Every day, the HaKrovas, Karbonas, and the Mizbech has to start with the Tam Shal Shachar, and then with the Tam Shal Bein Abayim. That's why the Din is HaKrovas HaMizbech. You have to start from the beginning. So that's what the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef bi Rabbi Yudim. If a person, that's about the 10th wide line on Yutes Amud Beis. The Kohen was doing Avodah all night long, and then it comes in the morning, he's doing Avodah Balaylo, Tzorch L'Kadosh Bayom Divrei Rebbe Shoyi Rebbe Yom Elina Ma'eles B'Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. Rebbe says, just like if you leave over Kochi Kochim till the morning, it becomes Nifsa Belina till Alos HaShachar, so too on Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. Tomorrow morning is a new series of Avodah, that's a new Gisha. That's called Begishtam Lamizbech Shav, a new Gisha. New Avodah tomorrow morning is a new series of Avodahs. So you need new Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. And Rabbi Lozab Reb Shimon disagrees and he says, Ein Lino Ma'elis Bekiddush Adayim Raglaim. It doesn't pass. Then the Gemara tones it down a little bit. And the Gemara says that the Rebbe's whole shita is only midirabbanan. Here, that's four lines from the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph. Abaye Amar Abaye, because they quote here, they quote Rabbi Yochanan, about eight lines from the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph. Eight lines from the bottom after the two dots. So they quote Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was in the morning every day they had to do Trumas Hadeshen. The two things, Trumas Hadeshen, like when you're mafresh Truma, you have Tevel. Everything that grows in Eretzot that's edible is Tevel. You're not allowed to eat until you're mafresh. You're mafresh Truma, so this becomes Kodesh B'Kedushas Truma, and the rest is Chulam Mesukonim now. It has an effect. what you take out becomes more mekudesh, and what you left behind becomes chol. So Trumas HaDeshen is also like that. The Gemara says, Ein lecha davar she'nasus mitzvos ha'moel in bo. Let's say you have a carbon. So there's a, let's say, kochi kochim. So there's a din of me'ilo. So when is the yotze midei me'ilo? So let's say you have a murim on the mizbeach. So if they burnt, till they turn into ashes, so one would have thought he is already nasus mitzvos. There's no me'ilo. So the Gemara says, in Maseches Me'ilo, no, there's still me'ilo until you do Trumas HaDeshen. So he's supposed to take off every morning a little bit, Trumas HaDeshen. How much did he take off? Rashi always writes, Maloi HaMachto. Rashi HaChumash writes, Maloi HaMachto, a panful. Rashi and the Gemara in a few places writes, Maloi HaMachto, the Rashash. I think in Psochim in the second parak says, where did Rashi get that? You have to take off Maloi HaMachto. He does know the mocker for that. You don't take it off in your hands. You'll burn your fingers because it's burning hot. Some of the stuff is still burning hot. The ashes are hot and you get your fingers all dirty. It's not halacha, you have to do a dafka with it. Haktorah says, you're not allowed to wear gloves. You're not allowed to have a chatzitza. But Trumas HaDeshen, you're allowed to take it in a machta. You have to take it in your hand. It's not like Shirayim from the Rebbe that you have to take in your hand. You can take in a machta also. But where did Rashi say, where did Rashi get this idea? It has to be Malaya machta. Perhaps the Rashash talks about that. He thinks it has to be a kazayis. He thinks Malaya machta is just lachatchilim. So you take Maloi HaMachto from the ashes and you put it on the floor, and a miracle occurred. It used to be Nivla B'mkomo. What do you do with all the rest of the ashes? Oh, so the Gemara says there, once you did Trumas HaDeshen, it's called Nasis Mitzvos, and it's Kami Mitzvos on all of the Deshen that's on the Mizbech. Now there's no longer any Me'ila. Even after it was burned to ashes, you still didn't finish it. Not yet Nasis Mitzvos. Still have to do Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen, you pull it on the floor, Nivla B'mkoma, and then the Niskaima Mitzvasa, then Ein Lecha Davar She'nasus Mitzvasa, Moyel in Boy. So then, if there's too much Deshen on the Mizbech, they used to do Haitzvas HaDeshen from time to time. There was Deshen, there were different Meduris around the Mizbech. Mizbech was gigantic. How big was it on top? 28 by 28. So it was gigantic Mizbech, 28 Amos. 28 amas. So then if there would be too much ashes, it would take all the extra ashes and put them in the middle. It was a big tapuach, a big pile of ashes in the middle. When it became impossible to function, when it was getting in the way, then they took all of these ashes and they took in mechutz l'shalosh machnas, they got rid of it. But they didn't do haitzvas HaDeshen every day, only when it's too much, when it's in the way. But Trumas HaDeshen they did every day. So Trumas HaDeshen doesn't necessarily have to be done by Yom. It can be done by Laila also. It can be done before Alos HaShachar. Usually, the Mishnah Yuma says, usually used to do B'Krois HaGever, approximately. That's a question whether B'Krois HaGever is the same as Alos HaShachar. But sometimes they would do Trumas HaDeshen before Alos HaShachar. So that, nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's 8 lines from the bottom of Chof and Menalev, if Kiddush Yodav Ragula, Trumas HaDeshen, the Kohen, they used to have a lottery, Hagrola, who has the right to do Trumas HaDeshen? So whoever won has to do Kiddush Yodav Ragula. Then when it comes Alos HaShachar, Rebbe says that Kiddush Yodav Ragula Nifsal Belino, so here Rabbi Yechanan is Meiko. When it comes Lemochem, when it comes Alos HaShachar, it doesn't mean tomorrow morning. When it comes another half hour, Alos HaShachar comes another half hour and an hour, and Tzorch LaKaddish doesn't have to do it again, Kiddush Adayim. She got Krak Kiddush Mentchilas Avodah. So Gemara says, whose opinion is it? If you hold like Rebbe, no, Rebbe holds that the Lina Pasels, when it comes Alos HaShachar, should Pasel. He should have to wash his hands again. And if it's going to Ablazab Reb Shimon says he can stand there in the Beis HaMikdash for 10 days in a row. It's a guzma. If you have to take a nap in between, person can't stand and do akrobas akabonis 10 days. He has to go to the bathroom. When he goes to the bathroom, he has to do kiddush daim raglaim all over again. If he goes to sleep, or if he leaves the azara for a long period of time. If there's a hesach hadasa, you have to do kiddush daim raglaim. So he has a guzma. He says, afil mikan avar asara yamim. Blazer Reb Shimon says, if it's physically possible to sit, to stand in the azara to do avoid for 10 days in a row, theoretically, so then there's no halacha that every day you need kiddush daim raglaim. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan? Should krak kiddush mitchilas avoida? Why is he mekel tchilas avodah manushach? If you're like Rabbi, it should be no good. If you're like Rabbi, it's a pshimin and it's a pshita. So Abaye, he says, pshat like this, Amar Abaye, liyoy lamed ditzah libe de Rabbi. No shita Rabbi is only a chumer mid de Rabbanan. The Gemara first presented it as if it's begishtom, as if it's a real din deraisa that halayla halach acharayam kachim, and the avodah in the morning after halos hashachet, that's a new series, and that's a new gishtom. If you do many gishas in one day, many avodahs, you don't need many times kiddush daim raglaim. But when it comes to mar morning, the Gemara presented as if it were a din deraisa. Abai says, no, Rebbe's whole sheet is only a chumer with the Rabbanan. If he did Kiddush and Daim Raglaim for the purpose of Trumas Hadeshen, that's the tzorech of, that's the kickoff of Avodas Hayom. Trumas Hadeshen is to begin the Avodas of today. So then Rebbe's Chumer with the Rabbanan wouldn't apply. Yeah. And then Rava disagrees. Maybe Rava holds that it's not true what Abaye said. Maybe Rava holds, according to Abaye, according to Rebbe, it's a real din deraisa, and there's no room to be mekel. So Rava says, they're both guessing, what did Rav Yochanan mean? Rav Yochanan said this din. If you did Kiddush Daim Raglaim before Trumas Hadeshen, you don't have to repeat after Alos HaShachar. Shvekra Kiddush Metchilas HaVoidah. So Rava says, no, Le'olam HaGoz HaLibud HaRav Lozeb Reb Shimon. I Barakang to Rav Lozeb Reb Shimon, even 10 days later, you also don't need, theoretically. So the answer is, Rav Yochanan made a pshara. Rav Yochanan holds halfway like Rav Lozeb Reb Shimon, halfway like Rebbe. So he holds that the Lina doesn't passel, as long as Lina doesn't passel, just because it's a new day. But Lina doesn't passel. Le'olam Rav Lozeb Reb Shimon, he v'or Reb Yechanan dvorav betchilas avodah lo b'sof avodah. He doesn't agree. Reb Yechanan does not accept Rav Lozeb Reb Shimon shita. If the fellow is doing Havoida all night long, then it comes in the morning. So then Rabbi Yechanan thinks that the din should be like Rabbi over there, that he shouldn't do Kiddush Daim Raglaim. But if he washed specifically for the purpose of Tchilas Havoidas Hayayim, then he thinks the din should be like Rabbi Lozeb Reb Shimon, that Lina doesn't pass. But according to Rabbi, Rabbi seems to assume, according to Rabbi, it's a real din there, Isa, that Lina would pass, even if he did for Kiddush Daim, even if he did Kiddush Daim Raglaim for the purpose of Trumas Hadeshen, he would have to repeat again after Alos HaShachar. Right. Right. So it's not really that Lina Postle. Umar says, Begishtam. It's a new Gisha. When it comes the morning here, that's the Rashi. Take a look on Yud Tesam Beis and the wide lines in Rashi, the third wide line. So he says, Dichsiv Begishtam. Begisha de Shachar is Gisha Achritahi. Shavayesh Kan. Barocha Chadoshi. You start every morning, it's a new Gisha. So the Pashab Shatting Mar presents it as if Rebbe Shita is a real din derais. So you get Tabaye. But Rabbi disagrees with Abaye. So it seems like a machloek is Abaye, but Rabbi, whether Rebbe Shita is a din derais, a din derabonon. Yeah?
With the top of the Kafam with
Right, right. The Gemara quotes Ilfa had a suffix. Maybe even though Rav Lozeb Reb Shimon holds that Lina does not passel the Kiddush Daim Raglaim, but maybe the Mei HaKiyor would become Nifsel. So Rashi explains what's the room to distinguish. Because Lina passels is a din on a cheftza of a korban. If you have a korban, there's Nifsel Belina. I can't say the hands on Nifsel Belina. He did Kiddush Daim Raglaim, he dried his hands off already. All day long his hands are dry. So you can't say the water becomes nipsal balina. How can hands can't become nipsal balina? So that's why Rashi, before explaining the Gemara, seems to say that Rebbe Sheet, that Lina passels, because it's not a word that Lina passels. Because of the pasuk begishtam, it's a new gisha. If he does many avodas in one day, I don't call it a new gisha. But if he does avodah today and tomorrow, so all night long, it's a hemshech of the avoid in the daytime, but it comes tomorrow morning after Alos HaShachar, that's a marocha chadosha, that's a new avoid. So it's the way the Gemara seems to have presented Rebbe Shita, it's not a word that Lina passels, Bikirish Nai Raglain. Begishtam, it's a new gisha. Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur does Kiddush Nai Raglain 10 times. What does he do 10 times? Because he's going to do many avoidas. That's against the halacha. The halacha says, If you do 100 avodas in one day, you don't need kiddush adayim. No, that's a different word. Every time you put on big dekuna, you take off big dekuna, you have to do kiddush adayim raglayim. So the Kohen Gadol, based on the Chumash, it would appear the Kohen Gadol does the avodah and Yom Kippur in three units. First he does a unit of avodah and big dezov, then a big dezov, and then a big dezov. That's the pshuto shel mikra. Then the Gemara says, kol ha-parshu kula amura la-seidu chutz min ha-mikra zeh. There's one pasuk that's out of order, and the avodah and big dezov, one pasuk really belongs later. So the halacha l'moshe misina, the Gemara says that it's a din deraisa. So the halacha l'moshe misina says that the Kohen Gadol should do the avodah in five units. That's what the Gemara quotes here, 10 lines from the top of Yud Tes on the base. The Gemara says, Chomish Tfilus Vasar Kiddushin is a din deraisa. The Gemara says, in Yuma, it's halacha l'moshe misina. They has to do the avodah in five units. So he does avodah in five units. First he does big dezov, then big dezov, big dezov, big dezov. Whenever there's a din of tefillah and a mikvah. What's a din of tefillah and a mikvah? So there are three aspects to tefillah. Tefillah removes tumah. A person is tummy, goes to mikvah. Anida is asura labayla, so she goes to the mikvah, she becomes muteris labayla. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Rabbi Chana Vassman has a bit of an essay about this in his Sefer Kovet Tzoros on Yevamos. Is that the same din that anida is tumah? Anida is an afatumah. So kozman she has tumas nida, she's asura labayla. She goes to the mikvah, she removes the tumah. So the meida she becomes materis labayla. The isa labayla, isa bias nida, is a function of the tumas nida, or maybe it's unrelated. So he quotes a whole group of Rishonim hold that it's unrelated. There are cases where the woman is muteris labayla and she's an avatumah. There are cases where she's asura labayla and she's not tumah at all. It's not totally zebizet. So according to that group of Rishonim, so they're saying that tefillah b'mikvah accomplishes sometimes to remove tumah. Sometimes to be mater and isha labayla, just a mashal amad davar daima. If there would have been such a din, if you buy a tray for salami, if you buy kosher salami, you're allowed to eat it. Buy a tray for salami, you have to dip it into the mikvah first, then it becomes kosher. As if there were such a din. So that's what the din is by nida. Nida is asura labayla. She goes into the mikvah, she becomes muteris labayla. Totally unrelated. It's not that she's asura labayla because she's tamei or nida. When she's tugged on the mikveh, removes the tumas of measure of materis labayla. Unrelated din, tefillah in the mikveh is mata labayla. And then there's a third din, that's, if you have a ger, habola his gayer, so that you want to give him kedushas Yisrael, so to be mala, a person, a higher level of kedusha, he has to be tugged in the mikveh. So we know that b'zman shebikdeim aleim kunasim aleim, eh, mikdeim aleim ein kunasim aleim. So the Mordechai quoted that kasha that the Rabbeinu Petter asked the Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kunasim Aleim. So how does the Kohen get the first Aliyah, and how does he do Pinyon HaBenim? Why is he also to go to the cemetery? And why is he also to marry a Grusha? It's not wearing the big day kunas. So the answer is there are two levels of Kedushas Kunas. It's Kedushas Kunas HaBamigdush and Kedushas Kunas HaBigvulin. So if you have a Kohen, comes to the Beis HaMigdush and he plans to put on big day kunas, that's going to elevate him to a higher level of Kedusha. So for that he needs Tefillin and Mikvah. You have in the Chumash when there was Bechiras Kohanim, when the Kohanim were chosen that they should have a higher level of Kedusha than everybody else, so they had to be Tovel in the Mikvah. When there was Bechiras Leviim, they had to be Tovel in the Mikvah also, the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, they all had to be Tovel in the Mikvah. Same as a Ger HaMizgayer, his level of Kedusha is elevated. The Isa V'Heter by the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that when you buy clay Suda from a Goy, you Tovel in the Mikvah, that's also a Geiris, as if you're doing a Geiris on the Goyish Kel, you megayer them. So on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is going to do the avodah in five units. First big dezov, then big day lovan. So when he takes off the big dezov, he's going to do avodah big day lovan. So he's being elevated to a higher level of kedusha when he wears the second set of begadim. Then he takes it off. So in big day malem, then he puts on the third time, puts on big day kuna. So he needs again chomish tefilas. Yeah, b'di'eved, if he only did the first tefillah in the beginning of the day, that's good enough. But L'chatchil is supposed to do five tefillahs, because each time he takes off the big day kuna, he's ein big day malem, then he puts on again, that's going to be big day malem.
It's an elevation, because it's love and it's always the same.
Yeah, once he takes off the big day kuna, then he puts on, so that's an elevation, because when he took it off, there's nothing. Then he goes back up. So that's a chumrah. But the yevet, it wouldn't pass, as long as he did the tefillah in the morning. If he didn't do tefillah in the morning, it will pass him. if he didn't do the first tefillah in the morning, because you have to have big day malim, kunos malim has to be elevated to the higher level. So what's that's one din of tefillah. Then there's another din of kiddush adayim raglayim. Whenever you either put on big dekuna, take off big dekuna, so you have to do kiddush adayim raglayim. Yeah. So when you put on big dekuna, so the din requires kiddush adayim raglayim. So that the Gemara says the three lines from the bottom of Yud Tes on the base. The Gemara quotes Rav Acha bar Yankev, who says Hakol Moedim. There is a machlekes in the Mishnayos and Yuma. Machlekes Amen Chachamim. When do you do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? When you take off big dekuna? Do you do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim when the begodim are still on? You're about to take them off. That's how we paskin. You always do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim with the clothes on. So when you put on big dekuna, first you put on the big dekuna, then you do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. What about when you take off? Sir Meir says you always do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after you did what you're supposed to do. After you put on the big dekuna, then you do kiddush raglaim. After you take off the big dekuna, then you do again kiddush raglaim. So on Yom Kippur, he puts on, he takes off, he puts on, he takes off 10 times. Because the avodah is done in 5 units. So each unit of avodah puts on big day zov, takes off big day zov. So you need kiddush raglaim then, you need kiddush raglaim then. So the first time you do kiddush raglaim, you're putting on big dekuna. That's hakol moedim, there's no machlokes. So Meir agrees with the chachamim that you do the Kiddush Raglayim, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, after you put on the big dekuna. 5 times out of the 10 is when you're putting on the big dekuna. So after you put it on, then you do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim with the begodim on. What about when you take off? So a mayor holds, after you take off the big dekuna, at the end of the first unit, the end of the second, the end of the third unit, you take off. After you take off, he has no clothes on, he does Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after. We don't pass him like that, we pass him like the Chachamim. That both the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim of Levisha and Pshita, both of them are done, is lavush in the begotten.
So it doesn't come at 10. In other words, he puts on, he does Kiddush Adayim.
The Avodah is in 5 units. Okay. Each the unit he puts on big dekuna, then at the end takes off, puts on, takes off, puts on, takes off.
So he
puts on 5 times and he takes off 5 times.
So it's always with begotten. He's always wearing something.
He's always wearing the begotten when he does all the 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, right? That's how we pass them. Yeah, in the Piyutim, in the Seder Avodah, so the Chayyadim points out that there's a misprint there. Misprint, it was a Torah Sefer, the one who wrote the Piyut, they wrote it wrong. Most of the time it's right, and once or twice it has that he does a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim when he has no begotten on. So the Chayyadim says, we don't pass like Rabbeinu. So he says, you have to correct that line in the Piyut. If you're saying over how we did it, yeah. So again, so the Gemara says, on Yom Kippur, if a kohen will do avodah without kiddush adayim raglayim, the Mishnah says it'll be pasul b'di'evit. Shelo rechutz yadayim raglayim, pasul the karbonos b'di'evit. But this halacha that he has to do 10 times kiddush adayim raglayim, every time he puts on, every time he takes off, that's not miyakeh b'di'evit. If he did once kiddush adayim raglayim in the morning, that's good enough. Once every day is good enough.
The last one is not Ma'akev either.
The last one, yeah, all the 9 are not Ma'akev.
No.
Just, he has to have done one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before he begins to do any Avodah. But as long as he did one, he didn't do the mitzvah. He's not yet in the mitzvah. A guy doesn't like tefillin today. Well, he says, it's not Ma'akev. He didn't do the mitzvah of tefillin. He missed the day, didn't he?
But the Avodah and everything is better.
The rest of the Avodah is kosher, yeah. And the same thing with the tefillahs, you're supposed to go to mikveh 5 times, but if you only did the first tefillah in the morning, so but yeah, but that would be good. So the Gemara establishes all of this based on psukim. How do you know all of these halachos? So everything is based on psukim, yeah. So again, so it's a machlokes, it seems to be a machlokes abai v'rove, on the bottom of Chof Amin Aleph, where the Rebbe Shita is only a chumer midirabbanan. Oh, it's a real din deraisa as well. Nachamol, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim has to be done in a klisharis, and the klisharis has to be in the Beis Hamikdash, like that Mishnah Pei Ches, and Mikachim Ela Bakodesh, and Mikachim Ela Bifnim. Yeah. The Gemara has an Achloikis Amaroim, when you make a Poraduma, so we went through some of the dinim the other day, Hazoah is paraduma. He's atar ala tami. The hazoah of the maid parah can be done by a zar, but asiyas hapara, And the Hazoah's dam, when you shech the paraduma and you zorek the dam, nochach pesach al moy, that has to be done by Kohanim. So those Kohanim, do they need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim? So the Mishnah says yes, they need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, but it's a machlokes amoraim. Where did they do the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim? Because the whole asiyas hapar is chutz la'azara. So what are you going to, he's going to do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim in the Azara, then he's going to walk out to the Har HaZeisim, to the Har HaMishka. So that's on the bottom of Chof and the base. The last three lines. Pora. Where exactly are you supposed to do the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim for the Kohanim who are doing asiyas hapar? Ephriya b'Rabbi Yosef v'Amen b'Kaddish b'Klisharis b'Fnim. Let him do Kiddush Adayim Raglaim in the Azara. Because the klisharis don't function outside. He doesn't have a shame klisharis, it doesn't function. And then the yotzei, then he goes to the Har HaMishka and he does the pura. And Rabbi Yochanan mafila b'chutz. He can even do the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim b'chutz. What does it accomplish? It doesn't help. Afila b'klichol. No. Afila b'klichol, so that's not Kiddush Adayim. Afila b'mikiddush al cheres. A klicheres is not even roy to become Kaddish b'kdushas klisharis. If it's a klimateches, so you could have theoretically been Mekadosh it, but if it's a Klicheris, he can't even, if he want to, he can't have a Kedushas Klicheris. So what kind of business is that? So the Gemara says, obviously it's only Medirabon. The whole din, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that you can be Mekadosh, Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, Bachutz, Beklichol, and Mekiddush Alcheris. So it's a dead giveaway, the Gemara says. The whole din is only Medirabon. So that's what the Gemara says here. Six lines from the top of Chof Aleph and Med Aleph. Hihachi lomali de mekadesh. So it's a klichol. It's a gonish ben gonish. The whole thing is a joke. Everything more. Kein avoy de bina. You want it, since it's something similar to akrabas akrabonis. It's not really. Chatas kai rachmona means that the paraduma has a din like a korban chatas. But the things that you do to it, that's not really avoyda. So that's chumris medirabonin, that you should do kiddush daim raglam. It should look like kiddush daim raglam. But the Mikra Din, it's not really Mikra Din. It's only Midrabban. That it should look like Akrabas Akrabanas. Yeah.
Strange people might see that and think that you could do Kiddush Adayim.
Chutz La'azara, yeah. Yeah. Well, it was once in 150 years. They made a big Tararam, yeah. Yeah. The Gemara has on the top line there, on Chof Aleph and Med Aleph. In time, we discussed it about it. There was a machloikas between many disputes between the Tzdukim and the Prushim and Baisheni. So one of them was about Paraduma. So they thought that if a person is a Tvul Yaim, he's Tomeh Benegir to Truma and Kochim. And Paraduma is Chatas Kai Rahmana, so he came to avoid us Paraduma. And the Halacha is not so. The Torah Shebaal Peh says he can do the Tvul Yom, can do avoida, can do Asiyas Hapara. The Paraduma Chatas Kai Rahmana, the Paraduma is dina like a Korban Chatas, but the avoidas are not. They're not really avoidas like a Korban Chatas. So that's the line that has on the top line of Chof Aleph and Med Aleph in the Gemara. This now, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Pora, Metamin Hoya Koina Surface Hapora, Madbilam also, and let him do the Asiyas Hapora as a Tvul Yom, Lehotzim Liv Mishalad Zdukim Shehoyu Amrim, they used to insist that the Murabish Emishoy Sanasis. Yeah, so they went out of their way, they bent over backwards, and after we had the other day, we had the Taisus suggested that maybe that's only good Menat Torah, but here the Taisus was on Yud Zainam base. And the Zayin on the base, towards the end of the Divra Maschal, Sorfa Einan Mechusi Kippurim. So Taisus wrote five lines from the end of the Taisus, V'hai by the Taina Leder Chofalov of the Shittim Gubetzis. And the Taisus, V'hai the Tvul Yom Kosher is Menat Torah, Efshav the Rabbanon Psalm. Maybe the Rabbanon is not allowed to. I, but it says, Metame Ha'akoyne Sorfa Sapporo, and they would matpil him. So Taisus says, maybe they're only Metame him with the Tumah the Rabbanon, not a real Tumah the Reis. So I was a Lhotzim believe Mashallah Zdukim. Zdukim didn't believe in any din of the Rabbanas. Are you demonstrating if they only put their hands on him? So that's only a tomb of the Rabbanas. So Tosha says, it's okay, you know. The Rambam learns not so. The Rambam learns in time higher kind of surface hapora, a real tomb of the Raisa, not a tomb of the Rabbanas. So that's a machlokes Tosha in the Rambam. Yeah. Yeah. There were years that the tzedukim were running the whole Beis HaMikdash, the makor of the karbonos improperly. They were observing Shavuos always on a Sunday till they kicked them out, till they straightened out the whole mess. Yeah, Jewish people went through a lot. Every year is Parshas Korach. Kol Ha'ed Kulam Kadosh. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. What do you say? The metamehim after he did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. That's what the Gemara has a suffix. What if a Kohen did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then in the middle of the day, his hands become tamei? The whole institution of Tumas Hayadayim is only Midirabbanim. And there is no such thing, the hands are tamei. In the Beis HaMikdash, Pigul Noiser and tamei are metamehim Hayadayim. See, a korban that's Pigul Noiser tamei can't be an Avatuma. Adam is only mekabel tuma from an av hatuma or avi avos hatuma. Adam is not mekabel tuma from a tolda. Adam became the four categories of things that are mekabel tuma. Adam vekelim ochum amashkim. So the Gemara says in the first daf in Bava Kama that based on an aleph, Adam vekelim are only mekabel tuma from an av or above, and ochum amashkim are mekabel tuma from rishon and sheni and so on. So you have pigul noisa tame. If I touch it, it can't be metame me. Because we have another cloud, the last next to the last daf in Erevin. Kol dav shein lo tar b'mikve, ein anasa av hatuma. Ochel mamash can have no tar b'mikve. So it can never become an av hatuma. So it can never become an av hatuma. It can never be metamimi. So that's a chumer m'derabbanan. Pigol noisa v'tame. Even the sar kodesh that's tame is not metamimi when I touch it. Because the sar kodesh ein lo tar b'mikve. So it can't be an av hatuma. The maximum it can be is a rishon v'tuma. So it's only a din of Tumas Hayadayim. So the Gemara has the Shaila. What if I did Kiddush Daim Raglaim? Then I touch Pigol Nais HaTom in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's Matamis Hayadayim. The rest of my body is Torah. So I have to be Toiv on my hands and a mikveh. Do I say that since for a period of time there was Tumas Hayadayim, so therefore the whole Kiddush Daim Raglaim is off? So I have to wash Netilas Hayadayim. If you have Hayadayim Tmeim, I touch the Sefer Torah, I touch Pigol Noisa Tamei, I don't have to be tugging my hands in a mikveh. If I want, I can pour Netilas Yadayim to remove the tumah also. So if I touch Pigol Noisa Tamei and I'll do Kiddush Daim Raglaim all over again, so about it, it's good, no shayla. But if I'll touch Pigol Noisa Tamei, my Yadayim will become Nitva. The rest of the goof will not be Nitva. My Yadayim will become Nitva. Then I'll be tugging my hands in a mikveh. Tovel and a mikveh does not substitute for Kiddush Daim Raglaim. That was the Tosefta that said if he's Tovel in the Mei Mora, Tovel in the mikveh on the Mayon, that cannot substitute. So the Gemara raises that question, what's the din if Nitmu Hayadayim? So the Gemara says, Nitmu Hayadayim does an Ishken Shaila. Nitmu Hayadayim can be easily, you can easily remove the tumah by dipping your hands into a mikveh. So that's not a shaila. You don't have to do Kiddush Daim Raglaim all over again. The Gemara just has a suffix. What if the kohen becomes tummy? Where's that shaila? Here, that's 10 lines on the bottom. Oh, 15 lines on the bottom. Eboilu hutum ma'u shetoilu Kiddush Daim Raglaim. The line begins with the word pinim. With the word pinim around on chof amibes, and of chof amibes, going up from the bottom. Then it says, "Iboy lohu tum amav shetoil kiddush daim raglayim." What's the din? So the Gemara says, "Toshma." Gemara has about 10 lines from the bottom of chof amibes. Toshma kiddush yodav raglav nitmu. The hands become nitmo matbilam. Then it's Sarach LeKaddish. He can be tied with his hands in a mikveh, which cannot substitute for Kiddush Daim Raglaim, but you don't have to. It says, Matbilim, ain't it Sarach LeKaddish? You have to do all over again. So you push it, you're shayla. You just had a shayla. Tuma Shetoyel, does it pass on the Kiddush Daim Raglaim? So Gemara says, no, that's not push it, the shayla. Nitmo Yadav Elokam Eboilon. No, that was never a shayla. If he just touches Pigol Nois and Tom and Desmond Thomas, Ayadayim only, or he touches a Sefer Torah, he touches his tefillin. The Kohen is wearing tefillin. If he touches the Ritzuah, it's Matamis Hayadayim. They're all wearing tefillin. They have to be careful not to touch the tefillin. Gemara says chayv on a mashmish betefillin b'chol shor v'shor. So every time the kohen is going to touch the tefillin, he has to do kiddush daim raglaim because it's matame is hayadaim. So the Gemara says he has to be toivel, but he doesn't have to do kiddush daim raglaim again. Kika meboilon ashayli is it nitma kol gufo mahu. If the whole kohen becomes tame, what do you mean the whole kohen becomes tame? He has to have harav shemesh. So what do you mean? The kohen became tame 9 o'clock. He washed kiddush daim raglaim 7 o'clock in the morning to do chumas adeshin or whatever. Something. And then it becomes nitma 9 o'clock. Comes nitma 9 o'clock, he has to leave the azara. He has to leave the azara. He has to wait to go to mikveh and then harav shemesh. That's many hours later. That's a longer hesach hadas. Of course, you're going to need kiddush daim raglaim. So the Gemara asks, nitma kol gufa typically kim the boy lemebet harav shemesh. Asuche masach daita. It's going to be a long hesach hadas. A pause from 9 in the morning until when it stays at kochabim, 9:25. Late at night, so hesach hadas. Everything more now we're talking on the itma samach l'shkiyas achama. He became nitma at 8:30, and then he's going to run to the mikveh immediately, and then he's going to have harav shemesh within an hour. So that's the shaila. There was no hesach hadas. What's the din there? So the Gemara says toshma that by para aduma he did kiddush adayim raglaim first, then the metamen hoyu second. And then they had him go to the mikveh, and still he doesn't have to do kiddush raglaim all over again. That's what the Gemara says. The seder hadvarim was first he did kiddush raglaim, and then they were metame him. Then he was tovel in the mikveh, mad bilam also, and he didn't have to repeat the kiddush raglaim. So you see that tumah does not pass all in kiddush raglaim. So the Gemara says parah duma, the whole thing is only with the rabban, because the whole Rabbi Yechanan says he can do kiddush raglaim b'klichol b'klicheres. Chutz Lazar, the whole thing is just midirabon azecher kein aloy. It should look, but the shaila was: what if it's a real kiddush daim raglaim, real for hakrobus hakarbonis? Then it becomes nitma at 8:30 in the evening, and then he runs quickly to the mikveh, and then has harav shemesh by 9:30, and wasn't misich das. So that's takagut the shaila. The Gemara is not poshed then. Well, it was only poshed by paraduma. By paraduma, there's room to be mekel. I mean the suffix of the Gemara.
Yeah.
The suffix of the Gemara is when you don't need Harav Shemesh. Yeah. Because the Gemara is if you need Harav Shemesh, it's going to take a long time, it's going to be Hesach Hadas. So the Gemara said, Kigon Dit Misamach Lashkiya Sachama. So you see, the Rama has a different suggestion.
Yeah.
By the Chumris.
They have the whole discussion here about why the Rama changed the case. But you still
that's
can
not
get
the way
other
it says.
The other case could still be existing. I mean.
Yeah, so the Rama sounds like he holds. If you really have to wait till Harav Shemesh, it's going to be an hour, so then for sure that's a Hesach Hadas already. The only time it's what to discuss is by the Tumas, the Rabbanah, you don't even need Harav Shemesh. There's a big fat thesis in Chagiga, where thesis discusses sometimes you have a tumah with the Rabbanah but you do need Harav Shemesh, and sometimes you have a tumah with the Rabbanah but you don't need Harav Shemesh. So thesis works on it, when yeah and when no. So the Rambam says that's the only time that there's a shaila. When you have a tumah de rabbanah that does need harav shemesh, so maybe there's no hesach hadas. But if you're going to have to go to mikveh at 8:30, then wait till 9:30, that's already a hesach hadas. Yeah. The Gemara says whenever you do kiddush daim raglayim, if you go take a nap, so then you have to do kiddush daim raglayim all over again. What if he's yaitzei? What if he walks out of the azora? So the Gemara talks about also. Does Yitzia, does Yitzia pasul? Where's that suffix in the Gemara? Chaf HaMebeis, where is it exactly?
10 lines from the top.
10 lines from the top, after the two dots, right? Iboy lehu Yitzia, Chaf HaMebeis, 10 lines from the top. Yitzia, ma'u shetel b'kiddush daim raglaim. Yeah, does Yitzia pasul? So the Gemara says, Toshma, Yotzu Yodu, yeah. What does it say? Yotzu, Harei Mekdushasim. He washed Kiddush Daim Raglaim. He sticks his hands out of the Azor and he pulls them back in. So it says Beferish that's not a problem. So the Gemara says, no, Yodov, Yotzu Yodov Lo Kamaboylon. That's not a Shaila. He just stuck his hands out. The whole shayla is kikam boyma yotze kol gufa. He walks out of the azar, not he sticks his hands out. What's it then if he walks out of the azar? So the Gemara quotes a braisa that one. They try to be medayik, so there's no diuk. Yotze kol gufa tepoy loch zashayla. What's the din? So what does the Gemara quote? Toshma a braisa. Yotze chutz l'chaymas azara. If he did kiddush on the arak maim, then he walks out. What did he walk out for? So if he walked out in order to eat lunch, and then he comes back after a break, he takes off from 12 to 1 to eat lunch. So im lishois, if he left the azara for a long period of time, ton tvila, he has to be toivel again. Whoever enters the azara is a chumer mederabbanan, even though he's tohar, has to be toivel again. Im lefisho ton kiddush daim raglaim. So it says that you do need. It says beferish. That you need, even though you only left the Azara briefly, you need Kiddush Naira, so very should push it to Shaila. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. Maybe that Brisa that says, Im Lefisha Ton Kiddush Naira, means he went to the bathroom. He went to the bathroom. So if he does Nikovim Gedolim, then the din is, the Mishnah says, Ton Tvila. He has to be Tovil in the Mikvah, Chumim Midirabbanan. He is Tahar, but that's a Chumim Midirabbanan. If he's only Nikovim Ktanim, but what if he just walked out? Walked out lefisho. He stuck his hands out. That for sure. You don't have to do kiddush daim raglaim over again. What if yotze? He walked out, but he didn't go to the beis hakisa. So that was the gemara suffering. Whether you'd see apostles, whether you have to do kiddush daim raglaim all over again. Yeah. If it's really a din deraisa, then you wouldn't make a distinction between walking out kol gufay or just sticking the hands out. I mean, the whole thing midirabban. Shabbos midirabban. Do you say that since he walked out of the azara, that's equivalent to a hesach hadas? He has to wash all over again or not? Yeah, the Gemara here quotes a Mishnah from Yuma. Mishnah and Yuma quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Levracha V'Shem Rishayim Yirkav, that we praise certain people who made major donations to the Beis HaMikdash, and we mention other people, Leroh, that they didn't want to help out in the Beis HaMikdash. So one of the people who's mentioned, Lishvach, is Ben Kotin. Here it's about 15 lines on the top of Chofim and Aleph. Ben Kotin, he did two takonis with respect to the Kiyur. One is Asa Shem Asa Dad. Like here, he made 12 different units, 12 different sinks. And the Kiyur, you can have 12 Kohanim doing Kiddush Daim Raglaim at the same time. And then he did another thing. Afu Asa Muchani, he made some kind of a contraption, the Kiyur, Shalayu Meimav Nevsonim Balima. If you're going to have the Meha Kiyur, the water in the Kiyur gets a Kedusha, the Kiyur is a Klishar, so it gets Kedusha. So if you leave the water till the morning, till Alos HaShach, it becomes Nevsal Balina. Gemara just had the suffix. Is that only Aliba de Rebbe? Because Rebbe says Lina Pasels Bekiddush Daim Raglaim, and Abai said that whole din of Rebbe is only Midir Rabbanan. So maybe this din is also only Midir Rabbanan. But if you leave the Mayim in the Kiyur, the Mayim was Niskarish in the Kiyur today. So if you leave it till Alos Hashach, it'll become Nipsal Belina. So the Gemara was Mesupik. Is that only Aliba de Rebbe? The Rebbe holds Lina Pasels Bekiddush Daim Raglayim. If you wait till Los HaShachar, you want to do more avodah, you have to wash again. Midir Rabbanan, Abai says. Or maybe even Ablaz Reb Shimon will also agree. Ablaz Reb Shimon only says that Lina doesn't pass the Bekiddush Daim Raglayim. You're doing avodah all night, you do it in the morning, it's all a hemshech, it's all one hemshech. There's no chepzit to say Nipsal Belina, but over here, where the water was in Skadish Bekiddushas Klisharis, like Kelema Mekadish and Mincha, Kaddish Yai, the Kaddish Shemin. So that could be Nipsal Belina. So the Mishnah says there in Yuma that may Hakir become Nipsal Belina. It's not clear whether it's only Aliba de Rebbe or even Aliba de Rablozeb Ebshim. So in order to prevent that from happening, so this Ben Kotin made a contraption to lower the Mehak, to take the Kir every single night. They would take the Kir and lower it before Los HaShach. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, middle of the night, they will have a pulley system winding, lower the kir into the air, and all the water in the kir would be submerged under the meha, the air, when it came Alos HaShachar. Then in the morning, after Alos HaShachar, they would bring it back up again. So this was a procedure that they had every single night. They would lower the kiyor in order that the Meha kiyor should not become Nifsotolina. They quote the Rav Avolo Soloveitchik said, he doesn't understand how you're allowed to do that. You mevat le mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash. There's a mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash, you should have mizbach oila, mizbach haktoiris, a kiyor, have a shulchan, a menorah. You take the kiyor and you disappears. Every night they it's like churban beis hamikdash. Every night they destroy the beis hamikdash. Every morning they rebuild it again.
The kiyor, the kiyor
with kiyor. The whole kiyor with all the water.
The kiyor. Right,
does it
say
Kiev
or
Kano? Yeah.
So there was, it must have been...
Maybe the Khan they left there. I don't know. But the old Kiev would be missing every night for a couple of hours.
That was the part they brought the water up in.
Right. Here. Right.
Like a big bucket.
Right. Gigantic bucket.
The rest was stayed.
Could be. Could be that part of it remained in the Azar.
What did they do before he donated this donation?
They would pour out all the water every day. Because all the water, when it came Alos HaShachar, would be Nifsal Balina. So they had to pour it out and then put in new water.
His question is that when you're lowering this down...
You lower the kiyor, it's no longer on the ground level, in the Beis HaMikdash.
They did that all the time, lowering and bringing it up.
Every night. Every night they did it for a couple of hours.
Before that, even then, they must have gotten the water somewhere. They took the water from...
There was a river or a bear below the Beis HaMikdash.
So they were breaking up the Beis HaMikdash every day, no matter what.
No, they would take the water in the kiyor that became the soul, take out the plug, and throw out all the water, then plug it up again, close the kiyor again, then fill up with new water, and the kiyor would be mekadesh the new water. Yeah, but how can they cause the kiyor to disappear every night for an hour or two, from before Alos HaShachar to left Alos HaShachar? When you take away the kiyor, you mevatel the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash is to build a Beis HaMikdash with all of the furniture, with all the clay HaMikdash.
I have the pictures again. I have the pictures. I think in Yuma the pictures about the kiyor, what it looked like.
With this pulley system. I don't know. That's what they quote Kashim Adalba. He doesn't understand how you're allowed to do that.
The Mikdash is how to change the tzur of the kiyor.
That's a kasham ben kotin. How can it change the tzura of the kiyor? That it could be lowered.
So he answers, maybe he'll answer the other question. He says that the kiyor was not part of the clay HaMikdash.
Was not part of the clay HaMikdash.
Yeah, there's no sort of katavnus of the kiyor.
So
it's only a sort of katavnus of it's from clay HaMikdash.
I think Rav Elwell quotes up as a Yerushalmi and Shkolim. That if you don't have the kiyor, so you're not yoytze the mitzvah bishleimus of Beis HaMikdash. The whole kasha was based on that assumption that there is such a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So Gemara is not sure whether that's a libe that the Mishnah says in Yuma that they were, if they wouldn't lower the kiyor, the water in the kiyor would be nifsal balina. So Gemara is not sure, is that only a libe de Rebbe, or is that even a libe de Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon? The Gemara comes to the conclusion it's only a libe de Rebbe. It's only according to Rav Lozer Reb Shimon, just like Lina doesn't passel on Kiddush Nayim Raglayim, it doesn't passel on the water in the kiyor either. And then according to Abaye, Abaye claims that the whole din of Rebbe is only a din of the Rabbanu, that Lina passel. That was Machlokes Abaye Barava on the bottom of Chofen Ben Aleph. Whether the Lina passels in Kiddush Nayim Raglayim, is that a din of the Rais or a din of the Rabbanu? Yeah, then the Gemara raises the question, the Gemara Yuma also discusses this. Maseches Yuma describes the Seder Avoda every day and how they do it on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara has a discussion. Not all the Tanoim agree with the description that's given in the Mishnayos there. So the Gemara wants to know whose opinion is it that they're describing that. So the Gemara says, Locheretz Rav Lozer Reb Shimon, the whole series of Mishnayos. Why? Because we mentioned this already. There's a three-way Machlokes HaTanoim. Where was the Mizbeach? Was the Mizbeach centered? Right, from right to left it was centered. So half of the Mizbeach was Betzofen, and half of the Mizbeach was Bedorim. Or could the Mizbeach Betzofen? Or even further, that none of the Mizbeach was in front of the Pesach HaMoed, the the southern side of the Mizbeach was at the beginning of Pesach HaMoed, and none of the Mizbeach was Pesach HaMoed. So the Mishnah describes that the Kohen Gadol would shecht, Parashat Kohen Gadol would be Omid Ben Ulam Vala Mizbeach. The question is there such a thing? You can shecht the Kochi Kochim Ben Ulam Vala Mizbeach? Is that Sofen? Maybe it's not Sofen at all. So if the whole Mizbeach, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi, if the whole Mizbeach was moved, there wasn't even part of the Mizbeach in front of Pesach HaMoed, then Ben Ulam Vala Mizbeach was not Sofen. So the Mishnah obviously is assuming Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Sofen, because it says that he shechted his Parash Al Kohen Gadol, he shechted the Chatas there. Kochi Kochim Shechitasim HaTzofen has to be B'Tzofen. So the Gemara says, but there's a three-way, different opinions in the Tanaim, how much of the Azar is called Tzofen. So doesn't it appear that the Mishnais and Yuma seem to be following Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? So if so, so that Mishnah also that says Ben Kotten made the Muchani to lower the contraption, to lower the kier, that the water should meet Nefesh B'Dinah, sounds like that's also Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. So I can tell me it's only Ali but the Rebbe? The Gemara says, no, it doesn't necessarily. You don't have to say that the Mishnais and Yuma go like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here. Sunday, someone's getting married. So we're going to be dancing at the wedding. B'li Neder Monday, see if anybody shows up. Monday, B'li Neder, we'll learn a 12:45, if we'll have a quorum. Okay. This young man decided to get married.